fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just
2014. Are you still smoking the old-fashioned way? Ditch those cigarettes already and join the future of smoking with Smokeless Image. Smokeless Image is at the forefront of the electronic cigarette industry, providing a variety of disposable and reusable e-cig cartomizers and a mind-boggling number of flavors and e-liquid refills. They even supply starter kits for the first timers. Why switch? Well, for starters, Smokeless Image e-cigs don't contain the 4,000 toxins found in normal cigarettes. Plus, they're clean and relatively odorless. It feels just like smoking, and there's no burning, no littering, and no social stigma. The best part might be that they're way cheaper than traditional cigarettes, too. And if you're worried about your fix, fear not. The water-based vapor even contains nicotine. The real question becomes, why not switch? Check out their website at tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke to get more info and to browse their product catalog, or give them a call at 1-877-MAX. Max of Vapor. Check them out today at tinyurl.com.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/mlrts. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/mlrtees.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
Like, It's the hair.
It's when I had awesome hair. That was my band hair.
All right, Ben Rockstar.
See, the fact
why don't
that
we
you
get to
refer to it as awesome hair is what makes me want to punch you in the face.
That's when I had good hair, though.
It's like time travel Joel. It's like he's young, but he's not, but he's different.
When I had abs and my sick hair.
You look like an angsty teen, but it's Joel. It's weird. It's weirding me out.
It's turning me on.
I'm trying to think of how old I was at the time.
Okay, you know what's bugging me is how stupid the pause system is.
Yeah, it's at the bottom.
Yeah, sorry. I'm not. Give me a second, because MySpace. Now I know why it failed.
Because
yeah,
Joel
because they have
navigate.
The. It's not like YouTube where they have the video.
I'm exactly time.
Sorry. Okay. Let me get to where we are in the video.
When do you get to the point where you throw a chair and then throw your hands up in the air for One Direction?
Nice. I cannot. He's so young in it, too. That's the other thing. It's getting to the point now. I'm about to sing it up here.
That was a good one.
You just look like a dumb version of you.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! I have to have sex with Dutch.
Yeah, you can just beat off to me and then leave.
How do you positive spin herpes?
That's what I say about penises.
This is not good radio!
A hippo's not a porpoise.
Oh, I was talking about you.
I'm still also not a porpoise.
Really?
You know what's sad? Match.com accepted a rapist and you can't get on eHarmony.
Remind me never to leave this show, because if I do, you will just go on a tear and ruin my life.
No, I would never ruin your life, Dutch. You do a good job with that by yourself.
Ow.
But yeah, no, your drinking problem. Remember?
Other than the prostitute that I lost my virginity to? No.
Dude, you're a loser. You are you stupid jerk. Dude.
Don't forget, we are better than you.
Hi. Let's do this. Hi, everybody.
Great song choice.
I need you tonight.
When I'm not sleeping.
To Dutch and Royce. Actually, I think this is the updated version. Professor Green. It is?
Turn it up a Dutch. I want to hear it now.
Hold on. We're waiting for it to actually kick in. Okay. It's like his background talking stuff. And then it gets... There we go. Some British rapper. I don't know who it is exactly. He's called Professor Green. But I heard it the other day and I liked it.
Did it used to be Snow?
I don't remember who did the original song.
Welcome to Dutch and Royce, I guess is what Dutch is trying to say.
Is that what it was? Oh. Yeah, I'm Joel Dutch Van Wergenen here with Royce Lopez.
Hi, I'm Royce Lopez here with Joel
Marie Lopez.
Hi, I'm Marie Lopez here with Royce Lopez and Joel Van Wingerden.
Mitch Heil.
Hi, I'm Mitch Heil here with Marie Lopez, who's here with Royce Lopez and who's here with Joel Van Wingerden.
Sean Waters.
Hi, I'm Sean Waters and I'm here with Mitch Heil, who's here with Marie Lopez, who's here with Royce Lopez, and who's also here with Joel Van Wingerden.
Johnny Cakes Sanzari.
Hi, I'm Johnny Cakes Sanzari here with Royce Lopez, Marie Lopez, Dutchie Cakes, and Hippo Juchon.
You fuck it up!
We were doing so well, too.
And D.
Hi, guys. I'm here with all these other guys.
There you go.
That was way
you guys
easier.
Want to get in touch with us. Number is 954-573-2780, or you can watch the show and listen to it on morelikeradio.com. And join in the chat room and all kinds of fun stuff like that.
Dutchie Poo, I have the giggles.
Why do you have the giggles, Marie?
Because look at the chat room, and his little name is Carter, and he knocked on somebody's door and asked for a banana, and that was all. And he got posted on Reddit, and so people are now photoshopping Carter doing ridiculous things while eating his banana. And I love the internet. I love it so much.
It's the weirdest things that get like a hold on Reddit or Imgur or any of those sites, like just things that'll take off.
Imgur.
Were you guys like part of that moon phenomenon that went on for a little while?
What? Is that when me and Sean used to touch butts? Because then yes, we've done the moon.
No,
that's an old tradition, bro. Yeah. You're digging that way. Yeah. That's way deep.
Whatever.
In each other.
Because I've done that. But is that what you're talking about?
No, it started out with like people doing like their. It was like some kind of a chart, like what's your wolf name? And some guy was like, "Oh, like it had what? To do with like the day you were born and like the month."
What do you
and,
people like, had do this little chart,
and the one guy was like, wolf "Oh name. Man, my name's Moon Moon," and for some reason that got attached to like a husky picture. So whenever there's like pictures of huskies doing stupid things, it's like, "Oh God damn it, Moon Moon's here ruining the party."
I don't get it.
It was a thing. It's more funny. I'm sure in about a year when people go, "Why is this kid in a?" jacket. Okay, now he's on Breaking
Holy
Bad.
Holy Christ, he's on Breaking Bad. Why? He looks like Jesse Pinkman. Jesse Pinkman eating a banana.
That's a good photo.
He's eating a banana in so many different scenarios.
How many bananas does he eat during a week?
This kid is never going to stop getting bananas for the rest of his life.
Yeah, before the show, Marie was just giggling.
Here's Carter eating a banana on a cliff.
She's been doing this for the past 20 minutes. She's just been giggling to herself.
It's just...
Hey, I opened up Pinterest for a very solid reason. I needed more New Girl memes. And I got...
Oh, yeah. When's the show coming back?
We've been watching it coming back. I mean,
it's been back. Oh, it's back on?
When were you coming back to reality?
Yay! I didn't know.
Been like in jail and stuff, so like you missed out on everything.
The finale of the
season. Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
This season already started. Wow. Oh, good. This is good. That means I can binge watch it.
They just had the season finale. Like,
yeah.
Last week. Well, now I'm aware and I'll watch it.
Are you aware
Everybody
you're a
get
wolf?
Get off my back.
Are you aware you're a wolf?
Moon Moon.
It's not your wolf name. Stop it.
Moon it is now.
It is not. It is not your wolf name.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. So the Moon Moon thing, yeah, it's all about just huskies being retarded, and their name is Moon Moon. I just found Marie's new thing.
Marie's going to be broken all night. This is not going to be...
No, but before that, I found... Well, Sherry tacked onto it, but I found a mouse that was pulling himself out of a mouse trap. Like, it looked like it was bench pressing, and it just said, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And so I was stupid singing this stupid song. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Oh my God, that stupid little mouse.
Marie has the giggles, Dutch. I don't know what to tell you.
I have a bad case of the giggles.
It's pretty bad.
How many pots have you smoked, Marie?
None. Zero.
I am stone cold Steve Austin sober.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
She said.
I broke a lot of glass.
I know. I'm not a monkey.
She said.
What's Sorry. That on the floor? Why is there shattered glass everywhere in here?
I am not a monkey. Shut up, Dutch. You are a monkey.
Dance monkey. That's good transition. Radio right there.
So,
pretty good transition.
Basketball.
Go Heat.
Go Heat, bro.
We get
So, I mean, I've been watching all the finals like everybody else. Do you guys have those segmented spots where they have local commercials on? It's only like three in a row, and then it gets back to the regular like national commercials on ESPN.
It's weird because my version is the one when I watch it the next day, and it has no commercials in it because it's from a torrent site.
Yeah, it's
weird. Oh, you watch the basketball games after the fact?
Yeah, because...
Well, that's not fun.
Yeah, it is. It's way fun.
The worst is when you watch them and your local commercial is a Hardee's or some other restaurant that doesn't exist anywhere within your
hometown. Oh, yeah, yeah. I know
like
what you
mean. Jack in the Box.
Yeah, Jack in the Box. They
Why do you have Jack in the Box commercials in Florida? That's uncalled for. That is not even fair.
Jack in the Box rules.
It's like a fucking cock
tease.
I got really
excited and thought there was one in Florida now because they brought Del Taco, and there isn't.
No, there's not.
It was a lie.
For me, they're playing all these like X-Men Days of Futures Past commercials that are Hardee's commercials. And it's like, there's no fucking Hardee's.
There is by me. Orlando, there's Hardee's.
Right. But there's all right, not a Jack in the Box here.
It's plausible and feasible.
Oh,
for
you're
you
in
to
South
have
Florida. I'm sorry. Hardee's is an American restaurant. That's why you don't get it down there. In Orlando, though, because America again. Yeah, you do get Hardee's.
America.
Oh, that's right. My mistake. We have Pitbull promoting his Miami Subs commercial.
Miami Subs. I don't care if anybody doesn't get that. Miami Subs is fucking funny. I know it got up to Orlando. People who knows about Miami Subs?
There's a joke for like six
I know
of
about
us.
Miami Subs.
Right. Okay, Miami Subs was...
I assume I know what Miami Subs
this
is.
Their fries are great.
Yeah, they are.
This brilliant guy decided, I'm going to compete with Burger King McDonald's, but it was such a Hispanic restaurant.
Oh, my God.
Miami Subs, whatever. It was fucking terrible. The logo had, like, palm trees in it. It was so bad. Someone will find a picture. Anyway, Dad, you pulled up a video?
It looks like a building from Vice City in Grand Theft
exactly,
Auto.
Exactly, yeah. It's Art Deco. I think it was a flamingo or something.
Deco Drive. Is that?
Yeah, it's a flamingo, and it's, like, fluorescent pink and fluorescent blue as their colors.
Yeah.
See
Miami.
If the other guys can, if you're in Hangout or pay attention to my screen here and just take a look at this video. It's Law Offices of Anderson and Lopez. And this, I've seen this commercial close to 20 times now. And it's only played during like sporting events. And yeah, here you go.
Even if you're on top of your game,
Mike can take you by surprise.
Wait a minute, this is Tony Kukoc Ford.
It basically is.
Back it up. Can you start it again, please?
You want to start over?
Yeah, because his awkward dribble, I wanna hug this man. My favorite is
Lopez, the guy just sitting there like standing, not even reading a teleprompter, he's reading like a very large, giant, you know,
cue card
of some
and
sort.
And by the
yeah.
way, little small things, they really are in a high school.
Even if you're on top of your game.
Back injury can take you by surprise. Whether it's from an automobile accident or an on-the-job injury. If you have injured your back, call Anderson and Lopez, Southern Colorado's back injury law firm.
We've been helping Southern Coloradans who've injured their backs for over 25 years. And if you call us, you'll be working with Anderson
or Lopez.
Anderson and Lopez, we've got your back.
Anderson Cooper spinning it around.
Now that's
since
actually not the right one. The other one, it like had like the one guy swatting, wow, what just happened there, Joel? Jesus Christ!
What was he swatting?
Hey, Dutch, are you still sober?
I'm sober.
No, I'm asking, have you been? How many days has it been since you've had a drink?
I had a couple of beers on Mother's
right
Day.
Right now.
On Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah, because that's when I think of drinking, I think of Mother's Day.
Well, the whole that. Family was over.
Probably that.
I do. You want to know why?
No, in large families, everybody's miserable, so you have to get drunk.
I said I do.
No.
Do you want to know why?
No. Yes, Royce, I would love to know
I'm
why.
I'm asking Dutch.
Why?
I mean, now I don't know because Ryan's not here and it's pretty bad.
No.
Who cares about Ryan?
I kind of want to say it. No. I kind of want to because I've already posted about it on Facebook, so everyone should pretty much know about it.
No.
So does he like not do the show anymore, or is he pregnant?
I don't know. I don't fucking know about that, but
no. Here's another one from these
Player
guys.
Player video, whatever. Doesn't matter.
It's just been Here, hold on.
Boom. 1 week since you looked at me. No!
Mayor, no puede secar de fuego. Por eso, en Anderson López, sus abogados del sur de Colorado, lo representamos en su caso de lesiones de la espalda.
Do you want to translate for us, Royce?
Muchos hornos.
No, they said the same thing that they said in the English commercial.
Cinco, abogado.
That we just watched. He's saying the same thing.
Accidente?
But he's saying it in Spanish.
Something and you notice how this is about soccer and like this is what's played on the Spanish channels, and then like anytime there's a football game, there's a football related one. Anytime there's a baseball game, there's a baseball related one. It's awful.
Right. But it's whatever he just said in the last commercial in English, he's saying it now in Spanish.
I figured that as much. I was thinking he was going, you know.
No,
Royce
right.
likes to translate
no,
things.
No, I was gonna do something funny, but Sean thinks better.
Yeah.
See?
There you go. I was looking for a real answer. Thank you, buddy.
I was being facetious. Sean.
No.
Thing
you
is
were
not better.
My thing was way better.
Thank you for trying, Dutch. I appreciate it.
I try to set you up.
Hey, man, no problem. You know, sometimes Sean just shawns it up. Oh, yeah, that's your pogo. We just say when things are bad, we say we shawned it up.
I thought it was we merged it up.
No, we shawned it up.
No, we shawned it up as far as now goes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's totally shawned.
Because like
this episode shawned so far.
A couple weeks ago, it was merged it up.
Who?
What?
So why is this Coloradan soccer lawyer talking in Spanish?
It's just bothers because he's on the, I'm assuming because it was the soccer thing, he was on one of the Spanish channels. These guys have just flooded the local market with their retarded commercials. There's like 1,000 of them. And I thought that one was a really bad one that made me cringe the other day, but I grabbed the wrong one.
This just in, Carter's eating a banana in the Game of Thrones scene.
Ooh. when Sean's losing his head.
I love Carter.
Carter's eating a banana behind Ned Stark.
He's my fucking hero.
About to be decapitated.
I have a question.
Carter.
Have Carter photoshopped in a John Carter movie?
Carter pays the potassium price.
It's because he's wearing ski glasses.
I know.
One Carter does not simply enter Mordor.
He's the coolest little kid to ever eat a banana.
Dutch, I thought this was pretty interesting. You ever watch that show, The Biggest Loser?
I saw, I think the first season.
Just get the
it.
Gist of it. You have to watch all of it. But 5 details they cut from my season of The Biggest Loser, apparently contested, the 2006, is talking about a lot of the shit they do that they don't show you on the show. It's just 5 things. Cracked put it up. I thought it was pretty good.
What? You're saying reality TV isn't real?
Well, they hid real relationships if the fat people were deemed too fat. Okay?
Like to not embarrass the family?
Yes. They wouldn't let, like, for example, listen. Like, if there was, like, a fat contestant guy and a fat contestant girl that they kind of fell in love with each other or whatever, they wouldn't film them kissing or anything until they were skinny enough to the...
Oh, my God. Because they would give a hope to other fat people out there.
Okay. Have you ever seen the reality show The Real World or Big Brother? They all have romantic relationships carefully crafted.
Is it because they don't want to encourage fat people to get into a relationship? Or were they just afraid America would be too grossed out
trying to make it seem like it's a positive thing.
To draw the audience in, and besides...
Fat people can't find love.
Maybe in a sandwich.
The Biggest Loser had
sexy fat people sandwich.
The Biggest Loser had romantic subplots that would build throughout the season.
Submarine plots.
Miami submarine plots.
Those relationships weren't allowed to bloom until both partners
bloom an onion.
were skinny enough that their kisses were safe from presumably
Hershey
very shallow,
kisses.
Shallow audience. Jesus, Marie, a lot of food jokes here.
So annoying.
Fat knows love only as something bedazzled on the butts of pretty girls' pink sweatpants. Whatever. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. She's rambling. But they wouldn't let fat people kiss.
So only skinny people are allowed to kiss on the show. No fat
yes.
people. Well, you don't want one fat person getting sucked into another fat person. That's just that's a liability.
It's a fire hazard.
You can't let fat people touch flesh of another because they might start eating it.
Well,
you have to let them get skinny first.
I don't think this is like The Walking Dead, Marie.
No, it's a fire hazard because all the friction between two massive bodies that size, fire hazard.
And
what
also,
if one person got skinny and one was still fat, would they show him kiss then?
That's gross.
But just half the kiss?
It's gross.
No, that was hippo juice 6 months ago.
Stop it.
That just looks like mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
I mean, maybe, okay, 6 months. Can you go 8 months? Come on.
Eight
Fuck
months?
You, bro.
Six 8 months?
Yeah. The show has absolutely...
just gets upset at the span of time.
I was trying to make you look better for you. Be like, look how much you lost.
No, no. Look how much I've gained in the guns, though. See, and I'm flexing.
Shot.
Dutch, what you're looking at, this is called definition now on the guns. I'm fine-tuning them. Okay? Like, Dutch, look at me. Dutch, look at me. Do not look away. Do not look away. Look at me.
Well, I am. I'm looking at the TV that I have you on.
The show has absolute power over you.
It has absolute power.
Why Yoda? What?
Why not? That was from Goonies.
Oh.
That sounded like Yoda. During season 3, the gimmick
was E.T. I'm sorry.
Still Yoda. During season 3, the gimmick was having contestants from all 50 states. To get the core cast of 14, they flew up to L.A., put us in church vans, and drove us off to somewhere in California.
The
entire Why church vans?
Because the oldest, only church fans, shocks, could handle that.
Like the church's chicken?
Yes. The entire time, we were not allowed to talk to the other contestants. They were essentially locked in a hotel room, being let out only to do shoots or doctor visits.
That's how it was when I was on the finals for Survivor. I had an entire week I stayed in a DoubleTree in Santa Monica, and I had a schedule. Like, I couldn't make contact with any of the other contestants.
Wait. You were in the finals for Survivor?
Back in like 2003, 2004.
You mean the DoubleTree in Santa Monica, because there's only one DoubleTree in Santa Monica Beach.
Can we not worry about the DoubleTree?
I was going to say, shut up about the DoubleTree. Mr. loses every point possible. Jesus Christ, you're on fire tonight. No, dude, you were on Survivor?
I went for an audition for something else, and then a lady pulled me out to the side. They're like, you would be perfect for, have you ever heard of a show called Survivor? I'm like, no. Yeah. It's like, okay, we'll get back to you. And then they gave me like this stack of forms to fill out.
Dropped them off in the desert.
How are you in the finals? Like, you can't go to the finals. I've never seen you on TV.
Not on TV. The finals on auditions to go on TV.
It's called clarify that.
Yeah. The finals to be on the island. So, like, they pushed me straight through all the other hullabaloo, and then they booked me in a DoubleTree. And then the final day there, they sat me down in a penthouse suite with all of the writers. Asked me a whole bunch of questions.
And they paddled his swollen ass.
Good God. I like where this is going.
I'm sorry, John. The way he's saying it, it just sounds like you were kidnapped and possibly molested.
But I wasn't. I was by myself, and they paid for everything.
Exactly. John Tansari. Just kidnapped, John.
I wasn't kidnapped.
Kidnapped and molested.
No one would ever be by themselves in a DoubleTree.
No, not that one. That's a nice one.
But pretty much the season I was supposed to be on was when they had a contestant that was a barista.
Because
at the time I was working at Starbucks, and they said, "What do you do for a living? You can't say you're an actor." I go, right. I was like, "I am a barista." Oh, cool. What's a barista? I sling coffee. Oh, you really sling coffee?
You're a coffee slinger?
Yeah.
The
that
beans?
Was back when they were trying to like have every walk of life be on the show.
But not only that, like they were trying to figure out because I had spiky blonde hair. They're like, how are we going to use you on the show? I mean, you're going to be on an island, so your hair can't be spiky. At the same time, when I landed, when my plane landed, I lost my luggage. So in my bathroom, I had water.
You had your Sugar Ray kit in there to make your hair look spiky.
No, I made my own hair product out of sugar water, and I managed to spike it up.
Just jacked off into a cup.
So the reason you weren't on the island is because you wouldn't be able to spiky your hair?
No, like I asked.
Sounds legit.
John's story is like an old man. It's just rambling. You don't know where it's going. It goes in circles a couple of times.
Pretty much what they told me was for the demographic. They said I was too young, and they wanted to be fair for the rest of the contestants.
The old people.
Why did they even give you a reason? Why'd be like, you didn't cut it? Sorry.
I don't know. But like they made me do like a physical fitness test.
Arbitrary tasks.
They took me to a psychiatrist. I guess they wanted to make sure I wasn't a psychopath.
How did you get through that?
Yeah, how'd you pass that one?
I was gonna say, what day did you get fired on? Was it right after that?
Oh. I don't know, but like the questions they're asking me, they're like, do you come from a, like from an abusive upbringing? Like they realize that I was just a really good, wholesome kid.
Did you say 25 years old? My mother, God rest his soul, when you walked in there?
I was actually 21, 22 at the time, or 23.
2003 would be 22, right, John?
Sir, would you be willing to spike your hair an inch taller? Well, I mean, everyone has to make sacrifices.
Well, they also because prior to me going to the to LA, I got my hair re-highlighted, so you didn't see my roots.
Oh, thank God!
And when I showed up, the lady that put me in my room, she's like, "We got to take you to a hairstylist because your hair is not what it looked like."
The story is way too much about your hair.
Yeah, I was gonna say, not about the hair. What about Survivor?
Shut up! So, what kind of dye did they use? Oh,
Jesus, Royce.
What do you mean, what kind of dye did they use?
For your hair.
I think
I'm so interested.
We should make our own version of Survivor with John.
No, yeah. I think what happened was they didn't like make it blonde enough, so it was kind of like a strawberry blonde.
We'd never get to the show. It would be just John prepping his hair.
Yo, John, just because Royce asks you questions sometimes doesn't mean you have to answer all of them.
Now, John, what kind of applicator did they use?
My lawyer says I shouldn't answer that question.
Jesus. So what was the season that, like, you were supposed to be on? Who ended up winning it?
I don't know, but it was whatever season that had a barista on the show. So I don't know what island
look
that
up.
Was it Puck? Every time it's a reality TV show, I always think it's Puck that won. I've only watched one reality TV show, and that's Real World.
Well, but what was really funny was that they asked me if I've ever seen a show, because they asked me, like, what character on Survivor.
What is this thing you call shows?
No, they're like, what character would you, like, say that you were more relatable to?
He's and so... gave me
Daffy Duck.
So they
not
sent up to my room.
Not any character ever.
So they sent up to my room a TV with, like, a whole bunch of VHS tapes.
Gay porn.
And I watched almost every single episode of this of like this past Survivor.
Snuff films. It was like 8mm.
All right. So what happened?
What character can you play? I can be Gus.
What happened with your strawberry blonde hair? I want to hear more about that.
Was another thing. Like I was under the impression that they really were going to pick me because they told me specifically you couldn't leave the premises. You couldn't leave your room.
And they made you blow that dude.
They drove me around to pick up supplies because I lost my luggage.
They drove me
to like the nearest mall to get my hair, like I guess like redone.
Mixing up his Survivor experience with jury duty.
When did you meet Smash Mouth?
I think at the airport.
Did you blow them all?
No.
Why not?
Because they weren't all stars.
Well, how old were you when you tried out? What year was it?
It was like 2003, 2004, so whatever year I was, my age was then, I don't know.
22, 23.
I think you're mixing up your Survivor thingy with Crossbones.
Crossbones was fantastic. Have you seen it?
Have you seen Crossbones?
Can we start a Kickstarter to have the Riff Track guys Riff Track Crossbones?
I was just thinking about that. Why don't they riff that movie?
So good you can't make fun of it. Can we stop with the Smash Mouth? I hate it.
No, excuse me.
Oh, they keep
did you say? Did you say? Can you stop with the Smash Mouth? Hashtag things no one ever says.
I just did. Come on. You never know if you don't go.
Never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get your game on. Go play. Hey now.
I'll shut you off and just be a one-man show.
All that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. Okay, sorry, Dutch.
But I was kind of bummed.
I said sorry. Go ahead. We're done.
Trying to mute you individually. I don't think I can.
We're done. Go ahead. It's fine.
I want to talk to Jay and everybody else, but not you two.
What did I do?
Dude,
I closed it.
Well, more or less, I think you're the only one with a reality show thing, because you were saying earlier, Royce, they had to like keep your privacy and whatnot from Biggest Loser. Would anybody ever do a reality show on this show?
Yeah,
I would never do it because you sign away your life.
I would.
What people will do just to be on TV?
Me.
Why?
No, thanks.
Not doing anything else.
Fair enough.
What if they said you can be on Survivor, but we're going to have the rights and you can't broadcast from Hippo Juice anymore?
Oh, wow. That would suck.
But fuck you guys.
No, but I was really considering like wearing a Hippo Juice shirt. If that would happen, I would wear like something of Hippo Juice. Reference.
Were you guys doing Hippo Juice in 2003?
They would have blocked it out. No. Probably
no.
No. No, we were not.
I don't think I even knew them back then.
He said if he ever did get on a reality
TV show.
We're getting on a reality TV show.
Or at least have like the more like radio logo somewhere on me.
See.
Tattoo it on your forehead.
Yeah, tattoo it.
You can't block that out.
Nope.
It's gonna be tattooed on my arm.
Heck yeah.
Hippo Juice?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's a good idea. We should all get Hippo Juice tattoos.
We could be blood brothers.
Yeah, like the tattoo I'm getting done, I'm going to implement either the More Like Radio or the Hippo Juice.
Blood brothers, that's when we all share hepatitis, right?
I get C.
Okay. Can I have B?
Damn it, I always get stuck with A. Plus?
You know, there's D, E, and F, and G, and H now.
Really?
I get C.
I might be off on that. There might be D, E, and F.
Have you seen...
But there's a lot of them now.
Aubrey, you're an idiot.
Sorry.
Have you seen the first pictures of Ben Affleck as Batman?
Yes.
Yes.
Is it any good?
He looks like a veiny dildo.
He looks like the Dark like the Dark Knight Rises Batman, like the one from the comic book, the Frank Miller one with the shorter, pointy ears.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like Catwoman.
Not like Catwoman. Like Batman.
Like Catwoman.
Like Batman.
Wait, why? Batman. Refresh me. Why aren't they having Christian Bale doing it again?
Because Christian Bale said Dutch is a bitch. No, because Christian Bale just only wanted to do those three and that's it. I guess you don't want to be typecasted.
So. Okay, is this not going to be like Christopher Nolan anymore? It's going to be a different director?
Christopher Nolan's still the producer. Zack Snyder is directing, I believe, the movie.
Which is awesome.
It's a Superman-Batman crossover, Dutch, is what's happening.
I haven't seen too much on it yet.
I find it funny that they molded all of these muscles onto Ben Affleck when he clearly is not that defined.
He might put some muscle on. He was big in Daredevil. He was pretty muscular in Daredevil.
So
yeah.
Like Catwoman.
Geely? Did you see him in Geely?
He's not yes. Catwoman, and shut up with Geely.
Yes,
I
did.
How about Fargo, fuck yourself?
Oh, I get it.
I don't.
Like Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman.
What about her?
They have the same ears.
No, they don't. It's Batman. He's not like Catwoman.
Catman.
He's not
Catwoman.
I got to take this call, guys. I'm sorry.
He's got to take this call, guys. Sorry.
He what?
It's a family thing.
Go. Get out of here.
President.
Go. I got it. Go.
It's the president.
Well, I have no idea what to do now, guys. I was not.
I had this huge crush on Ben Affleck when I was in high school.
And Geely.
I have this poster from Armageddon, which I called Armageddon.
Armageddon these nuts.
No,
pretty much. One of my friends got I didn't really know her. She got cancer though, and my other friend made me give her my Ben poster, and then after she passed away, I asked if I could have it back, and my friend got mad at me because I was insensitive.
Did you get it back?
No.
Well, that's a fucking
what? She needed. She was dead. What a dick.
That's a.
I know. I love that poster.
She loved it in that poster.
I loved it in it.
It's like
17 like, syllables.
Yeah, way too many.
I was
that
emotional
word.
About it because I loved it.
I
don't want to close my eyes.
No, why are you doing that?
Don't want to
fall asleep
because
I miss you, babe. So what are we going to talk about while Dutch is gone? Because
Ben
and she had a
crush.
Ooh,
we could have
Ben.
Kelly call in right now because Dutch is not.
Kelly, call in.
Quick. Tell Kelly that Dutch is not right now, but as soon as he comes back, I will hang up on her. But I want to talk to Kelly just for a second. Oh, Dutch is so mad.
That would be so fantastic.
Oh, he's going to be so
Sniper
mad.
Kelly.
Oh, he's going to be so mad.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, hurry, get her on.
Let's see. It could have been his mom, and he could be like, you know, hanging out and stuff.
Hanging out with my family.
You know, talking. Yeah, having himself a party. And
so, Mitch, what do you have for the show? Because I got Jack or shit.
I had to. We listen to better music.
No, but that's your second hour, and you know it, you idiot.
Oh, no.
Oh, I have something. I have something.
Yes, Marie.
Me.
Pepsi?
Me.
Is it
Pepsi?
Cat?
No, not yet. I just put dibs on it.
Did you say Pepsi?
Pepsi Cola.
Pepsi.
21 problems, all sarcastic.
But a bitch ain't one.
No, that's a 99.
Oh.
There's more problems.
No, it's the white version.
Okay. 21 problems, all sarcastic people will understand.
Okay, duh.
Duh. We can all assume that we're all pretty sarcastic.
Can I assume this is BuzzFeed?
Yes, you could.
For the listeners that don't understand what sarcasm is, could you explain that to them, Marie?
It's super easy.
When you shut the fuck up.
To understand sarcasm.
Thank you, Mitch.
Numero one. Your sense of humor could be described as an acquired taste. Yes, I've been told that.
Oh, boy. I've been told more like your sense of humor is very evil and I never want to talk to you again.
I've been told that my semen is acquired taste. Or no. I tell people that semen is an acquired taste.
Children. You tell children.
No, people.
Children are just small people.
People sounds less.
Go ahead, Marie.
Number two, sarcasm slips out of your mouth so often that you often forget you're doing it.
What?
No, I don't forget. I mean to do it every time.
Well, number two, I appreciate.
Wow, you're an aggressive, sarcastic person.
Number two, I did.
For no reason. He's at Home Depot just screaming at people.
This one, they reference the Simpsons things where the two kids are like, dude, are you being sarcastic?
I don't even know anymore, man.
That was perfect. Numero three, you have to tell people when you're being serious because they're so used to you making jokes. Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That has definitely happened.
I tell people all the time, if I don't say, hey, man, I'm serious.
No. I'm really serious. I'm not kidding this time.
No, I like looking at the star serious.
Tote cereal.
Spaceweather.com is a thing.
And since your default is sarcasm, you have a hard time turning it off when others actually need you to.
I can't think that I've ever done that.
You mean...
I don't have any faults.
You mean I'm supposed to be consoling and empathetic to your problems right now?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you talking to me or just somebody else that cares?
Oh, snap.
Oh,
burn.
Snap, John.
Cash money, bro.
Good one.
Sorry.
You're never more on point than when you meet a fellow sarcastic person with whom you can trade quips.
What?
Whom you can start a radio station with.
Yeah, right.
Don't you get excited? You're like, oh, we should be best friends forever. Just kidding.
That's kind of what happened when Royce and I met. We were like, hey, we should trade dick pics right away. And it.
Wait, and back then, there was no cell phone pictures. So there were Polaroids. It was odd.
It was odd.
A lot of mail was returned.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Oh, well, we don't care.
Oh, hey, well, yeah, well, great.
Well, good, because you're in the middle of our list of...
super exciting things. What's up now?
You're in the middle of our list of 21 problems sarcastic people have.
Oh, okay.
We're at to number six, where it says, tough love has always been your thing, but no one else seems to like it. And, of course, it's a picture of Gordon Ramsay going, do you want a fucking medal? I'm pretty sure I've said, maybe not that mean, but I've been like, do you want a gold sticker?
Yes.
Do you want a cookie?
Do you have a cookie?
You want a cookie for that?
Do you have cookies?
Oh, you did something right? Congratulations.
Where are the cookies?
Well, they're get your own fucking cookies. That's where they are.
Oh.
Number seven, it takes a lot to get you excited.
Royce, where are the cookies?
Oh, good for you.
We cleared the cookies, you ass.
And that the animated GIFs on these things are the best parts about BuzzFeed. But it's just one girl just going, yay.
Yay.
Number eight, and even when you do get excited, you express it with sarcasm, which confuses everyone just the same. Yeah, pretty much. You're like, are you being really happy or are you just sarcastically
being happy?
I can
never tell with you.
I know. You can't.
I always get that.
Number nine, saying something sarcastic makes you feel better immediately afterward, even if the person you're talking to doesn't get it. Yes.
That makes it even better.
Yes, it does. Where I like being mean sometimes because it makes me feel better about myself. Sorry. Number 10, you have to say in the words, I'm just kidding, at least once a week.
Once a day.
Just kidding. JK, LOL. What?
I don't say just kidding because it's funnier to leave them stunned.
Mitch, that's what we all love about
you. That's the reason why I have people walk away and go, Mitch is a dick. I don't like Mitch.
In fact, you've learned the hard way that ending thoughts with just kidding is probably the safest thing to do.
It's always annoying, though, when someone does it way too much. You know what I mean? Like the guy who doesn't get that you get it.
Number
12.
You know what
I mean? Oh, yeah. Like, you're like, they'll end every sentence with, no, I'm just kidding. I know you are. You're not. I'm going with you on
no,
this.
No, but seriously, I was joking, though. I know you were. I was joking. I said, I know. I got it.
I got it. You don't have to keep saying it.
Feelings. I know, but I just wanted to make sure that I was just joking.
You don't have to.
By the way, I wasn't joking.
Can someone tell Dutch it was a joke?
Number 12 is probably the one I struggle with the most. I don't know about you guys. When you meet someone and you instantly hate them, you have a super hard time hiding it.
Oh my God, that is Marie to a T. Holy shit. Royce, would you like to give us a few examples?
What? Get it out, Royce.
I don't want to. Now I feel I'm under pressure.
Get it in, Royce. Get it in.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Who's drinking?
What are you doing? Are you eating or drinking?
He's drinking so much orange juice.
But yeah, let him get it in.
I kind of have a sore throat, and I'm just trying to be professional for the show.
No.
I'm trying.
Ram it in there.
Nice and slow.
Fast. Hard.
Too many different directions. I can't.
Too slow. You're going too slow.
Stop it!
Faster.
Dutch.
Yes.
How are you, buddy?
No, I want to know about Marie. Give me some examples.
Of people I instantly hated and had struggled immensely to try to pretend like I don't instantly hate them.
It's a lot of people. I'm trying to think of the last one.
Where do I stand?
Okay, well, there's one.
We're going to go there, all right?
That's one for sure.
Oh.
Look, we're not going to say her name. But it's
What happens if you immediately hate somebody, you let them know, but they don't get it?
That's their problem.
That's never happened.
That's happened to me with you guys.
As long as you don't let them know.
Wait, you hated us?
No, you guys hated me.
No.
We never hated you, John. I've always loved you.
See, that's sarcasm right there.
No.
What? John, I love you.
More sarcasm.
I would have your children if I was physically equipped with an anus that could produce children.
Vagina?
That's not where children come from, Sean.
Sean gets really confused.
You
sometimes.
Don't poop them out.
That's not Might what as I was well. Told.
No, that's when you have an abortion.
But if you don't, poop
no,
them
they
out.
Don't come out your butt when you have an abortion either.
Whoa,
John.
Shut
that's
up,
not
D.
How they go.
Shut up, okay, D. You're not
this
a doctor.
Is all news to me.
You're not a doctor.
Is she a doctor?
D. Shut up.
How is she medically D. qualified to tell
now
me where babies come
knows?
From?
No,
big
you don't.
Big tits. Now all of a sudden you think you have a big brain.
Shut up. Babies
Wait, what,
come
big tits
from
where?
I might have pushed a baby out one time. I'm pretty sure I know.
Yeah,
where
out of your butt.
Right yeah. My butt.
One your time. Butt. Only one time.
Really? Speaking I've already which, had this I'm conversation with my 5-year-old.
Why are you pushing out babies? How do I? That's
Number
gross.
13. It's gotten to a point where you mock others openly
Get
without even
way.
Realizing you're doing it. Again, something I've done.
I think you're aware, though.
No.
She's aware she's a wolf.
Sometimes you say something, and then you think it's innocent, and then somebody says you're being an asshole, and I'm like, no, I'm not being an asshole. Oh, I was being an asshole, wasn't I? God damn it. I'm sorry. Oh, like, for example, D, you're...
Oh, when you met Poodle.
Yes, when I met your gay friend Poodle, and I said something like that. It was the first time I ever talked to him, and I insulted him, and I didn't mean
oh,
to,
yeah.
And he's
you
a super
gave
sweet
him a
man.
Ride home, and I think you said, yeah, we're just your taxi drivers or something.
No,
and he's
I,
like,
no,
wow.
Jerk.
Because you had said earlier, yeah, we're going to take him home. So he comes over, and he's like, hey, guys. And I'm like, apparently we're going to be your taxi drivers tonight. And he thought I hated him.
That Marie didn't like him.
Passive
was aggressive mad.
Bitch.
And he
yeah,
asked
Marie,
me
sometimes people don't get that. Like,
well, I thought I was clear when I was punching
well, I
him in the
joking,
face as I was
saying. She was really hungry, and she gets hangry.
I do get angry.
That's never good when your friends have to make excuses for your dickness.
We do it all the time.
I made up for it later. We're friends on Facebook.
It was like I was with my ex-husband again, and everyone's like, does he not like me? Like, no, he's just quiet.
It's just... Sorry.
Only at this time, it was like, she was really mean to me. And I'm like, nah, she's just mean.
I've heard that before, too. It's like, do you not like that person? I'm like, no. Believe me, if they didn't like me, they'd know it. I'd be very much more open about it.
Hey, Marie.
Huh?
Remember that guy that used to dress up like Gambit at Kelly and Nathan's apartment?
Yes.
Like, did that guy know that you didn't like him?
Pretty sure he knew. Probably because we were making...
dressed as Gambit?
yes. The thing was, that was a hilarious story. So he was helping Nathan move, and Nathan had an old Halloween costume for Gambit, and he thought it would be adorable to put on the Gambit costume. We walk into the house a little bit later, and he's like, oh, I'm not going to say anything, and I'll just be Gambit or whatever. And of course, we didn't comment on him being in a Gambit suit the entire time.
Not once.
And it bothered him to kingdom come that we were just acting totally normal, that it's perfectly fine that he was in a Gambit suit, to the point where, like, 30 minutes later, when we were just having a different discussion, I'm like, you know, Nathan has a Gambit suit just like that.
We are the worst human beings on the planet.
There's nothing worse than when you're trying to do something like to be goofy or to like get a reaction and no one reacts to it.
There's
a guy at work that whenever there's like a holiday or something, he'll wear a silly, stupid hat or whatever. And I'll turn around and I'll see him. And like he'll see me looking at him, and I just turn back and I go back to work. I don't even acknowledge his stupid hats
because he wants people to be like, "What are you wearing?"
Attention. Yeah, he wants that attention. He wants to be the funny guy, and I'm having none of it.
He wants his nickname to be called Lids.
It's like Michael Scott from The Office.
Yeah, he is that guy.
Ugh. Any more on this list, Emery?
Yeah, there's a couple good ones. Your way of dealing with emotions is through sarcasm, which can sometimes work and other times not so much.
Never works for me.
And you have a hard time with compliments in general, which is true. People immediately know how you feel about something, whether you want them to or not.
Marie, we really do appreciate all the work and stuff that you do for the station, to be honest.
Ah, go suck it.
No, really. Like you
Wait,
really
seriously
do so much.
Sarcastic.
You're not. You know, everybody thinks you're an asshole. I think you're probably the sweetest individual I've ever met.
That's a lie, and you're just doing this to get a rise out of me.
I'm complimenting you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I'm telling
get
you for real.
Get out of my face.
Off the air, you guys don't know how much of a lovable little minx she is. She's great.
She's a bitch off the air too.
She's not a bitch off the air. You're lying.
She really is.
Deep,
she's a bitch
more
off
sarcasm.
The old block.
what?
Can we just get back to the list?
She's a bitch off the old block.
But I like
she's
when
called
John,
her mom a bitch? Have you met
She's
Mrs.
number one
Sarkeesian?
In my heart, to be honest.
Marie's mom is the sweetest woman on the planet.
You say that right after Mother's Day? Your mom's right there.
Yeah.
She was right there on Mother's Day.
She was right there.
Yep.
Well, I'm one of 23, so it's not that big of a thing.
So you're like a common card.
Yeah. I'm the lost one in the middle.
Number 18, I've never, ever been caught doing this ever because I hate it.
It's not worth anything.
You've been caught or you've been called out for fake laughing. I do not give fake laughs at all. I will stare people down.
Yeah, I do
hard
too.
I just
sit there and look at them.
Yes, I will stare them down.
Wallow in your own misery, please.
Yes, I do not give out pity laughs. Number 19, I do find very accurate, though. When you meet someone who isn't sarcastic, it kind of feels like talking to a baby.
A child.
Yeah, you kind of have to like you have to like change the way you speak. Otherwise, they're not gonna understand what it is you're saying.
Yeah, you kind of crouch and put your hands on your knees a little bit, like you're talking down to them.
Oh gosh,
I do that to people like, anyway.
Now listen here, okay? You know we're just gonna take this and we're gonna do that.
It's really cute what your little people are doing down here.
It'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Number 20, I don't agree with. Sometimes you worry that you're the only one who thinks you're funny. Never worried about that one.
Don't care.
Nope.
I'm aware that I'm the only one laughing at something that I'll say. Because I catch myself doing this all the time where I'll do like an inside reference from the show around people who don't listen to the show.
But you're only doing it for yourself.
Right. And then I'll be cracking up. I'm like, you have no idea how many people would laugh at that if I wasn't here.
Six.
I find myself doing that that thing a lot.
Yeah.
And nobody ever gets it. And they just look at me and I'm like,
that's improper grammar. I don't know what you're doing.
Stop being intelligent. Please stop it. I can't deal with it. I can't even right now.
Yeah. Well, that was pretty much the end of the list. So some of it was true. Some of it was not so true. But overall...
What was the name of the list again for people who might have just jumped in?
Oh, the problems all sarcastic people will understand.
You know what I'll tell you about that list? That list was fantastic.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was great.
Very insightful. Something that BuzzFeed doesn't do that often.
They never do lists.
No.
Ever.
I've never seen one.
And I really
one.
Love it when they do because I don't have enough lists.
Lists are my
favorite.
I wish
they did more 90s references because I don't remember what it was like to be in the 90s.
I like it when they compile cat memes.
It was awesome.
I have a whole bunch of cat memes.
Yeah, that's code for porn, Sean.
No, I retweet porn.
Oh, that, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, we know whenever John's on Twitter.
Whenever you're jerking off, we all know it. Like, well, John's jacking again at 5:30 in the morning.
What else are you going to do it?
Basically, what our lives are going to reduce to in the next 5 years are cat memes. Everything's going to be made out of bacon.
Gay porn.
Gay porn.
And ironic mustaches.
Well, that goes with the gay porn.
I thought the mustache thing was leaving.
Oh, no.
No.
It's still here. It's not going nowhere.
Still alive and strong?
Oh, yeah.
Do I need an ironic mustache now?
Because growing facial hair on
your... It'll just be a pedophile mustache, and that's not ironic because you are one.
The thing that people do now is they'll either put a mustache on their shitty car or they'll put a tattoo of a mustache on their finger.
I saw something that you can put a mustache.
Those people should have their fingers chopped off.
I saw something that you can put a mustache on your shoelaces so it looks like your shoes have mustaches.
No, what? People that do that, should die. They should get their fingers removed. That
mustache finger thing is the most enraging. Just anything mustache related. Anything that has to do with hipsters, I guess. But just mustaches in general really get under my skin for some reason.
Mustaches really do look terrible.
But that's why they're so funny and will never go away. Because it's hilarious to grow facial hair above your upper lip.
Because it's bad.
Mitch, I like your new mustache.
You like it, huh?
It looks good.
Somebody cut his finger off.
I'm going to hang up on him.
Sherry, cut his finger off.
Oh, she walked away. Probably to go find a mustache somewhere.
Go get a knife.
Find a new boyfriend.
Oh, she's gonna come back with her own mustache.
But mustaches can never go away because every November dudes are gonna want to grow one.
No, that won't work.
It's a thing.
No. It's
Understand why they call that Movember. If there's
mustache Vember?
No, Movember should be when you grow mo bangs and like memes that have the Three Stooges.
Mitch, what are you doing?
If anything, they should just be like, they should have made, because you're right, Movember doesn't make any sense. They should be like Stash Timber, or like something that's closer to a pun.
They usually grow long beards or don't shave, and I don't
know. Should be like Stash Timber.
Oh my God, why is this happening?
Jesus.
Oh God.
Of course, really nice mustache, Royce.
Why do you have the face? I've seen, by the way, Sherry, you and those dumb Marie and Royce face things that you guys have. Why do you have those again?
They're not dumb. They're cool.
Because now I have two Royce masks.
And how else are they supposed to get off?
Why do you have them in the first place?
Oh, look at it. It was my Halloween costume. Oh, I wanted to be Royce and Mitch wanted to be Marie.
I didn't know you guys did that.
All right,
you guys should get like a new.
Where were you when that
new
happened?
Masks.
Jail, probably. Marie has a mustache now too. Has a mustache.
I don't like any of this.
No, it's funny when Marie, because Marie has really long hair, so she'll take her long hair and put it across her upper lip like a mustache.
That's what I'm doing right now.
See, that's what women need. That's what women need to look like.
Yep, they do that.
More facial hair.
I have a vision of loveliness.
All the women on the show are doing that right now.
Yep.
Oh, man,
my hair's kind of short, though, so I can't.
Hey, so when women have babies, do they rent out their uteruses to make more money?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
I have a family of five living in mine right now.
Yep. They let cabbies stay there, too. It's really weird.
What does that have to do with mustaches?
Oh, well, they're Filipinos. They all live together.
Vaginas. No,
it was really bothering me for the past 2 hours.
I don't know if you know this, but a vagina is like it's like a TARDIS.
They're Filipinos. So every time you walk around these vaginas, there's like dead ducks hanging from their feet outside. And the family's always cleaning a carpet outside.
It smells like weird.
And like that weird music they listen to.
You just have like a tampon dangling out with like the string.
My uterus is more like a
dick of my eye.
What? No.
What just happened? Sorry.
Ow.
My uterus is more like a college commune. There's like
nobody shaves.
More like a hostel.
A lot of dudes shoving marshmallows up each other's asses in it.
Yep. There's a lot of hazing going on.
Are they soaked in vodka?
Everyone has HPV.
So are they kind of like a European hostel?
More like Hostel too. Rise of the Machines.
The Machinining. Why do you have that stupid thing? Can we cut one of your fingers off, please?
Yeah, but not the one
now
with the mustache.
Now my finger smells like permanent marker. Should I not
it
have
smells
done
really
this
good,
permanent,
right?
Permanent marker?
I want to sniff.
It'll be
marker.
Fine.
Give me
put
the marker.
Some,
by the way, what a farce that was. When I was a kid, I was trying to get high off markers all the time. I never got high once.
What?
Puffy?
You weren't doing it right, bro.
I tried getting high off of the scented markers, and I didn't do anything.
Yeah, they don't work.
Were you fucking snorting crayons, idiot?
What were you doing? How did you not get high?
I do remember the first time I ever did get high off of anything. I was I think I was like 10 or 11, and we moved out to Colorado at the time, and my dad was in the middle of building the greenhouse that he ended up building on here. The reason why he moved out. And we were putting in these big old like 6-inch, maybe like 8-inch water lines. In the ground, there was a big old trench, and I was down there putting primer and regular glue, and this is like the industrial strength shit, and I'm in a trench while I'm doing it, and after about like an hour of just going through and putting that shit on, my dad comes by and he sees me just kind of wobbling around, and he's like, "Son, how long have you been down there?" I'm like, "Oh, about an hour." He's like, get away from there. Get up and go walk that way and get some fresh air." I was high and ended up throwing up. I thought I was dying.
So in that trench, were you laying pipe?
Yes.
Oh, like sex.
Oops. Not meant to hit that one. There we go.
But do the other one.
What the fuck was that? That was such a half-ass button push. He wasn't even trying.
Oh, I did that. It's like... you hit him like halfway through. What was the first time you guys ever got high? Do you even remember?
On what?
On purpose or accidentally?
I remember my first year of college. I was getting ready to go out to a club, and my neighbors were smoking in their front balcony, and they like handed it to me. I didn't know what it was, and I just smoked it. And then the entire time that
year in college, you didn't know what pot was?
No, I never smoked. I never smoked or drank in high school because I was all about sports.
Yeah, John was on the baseball team.
I was on the baseball team, the track team, the football team, the wrestling team.
Yeah, he did all that stuff where you touch other men.
Yeah. And on my way to the club, I was like seeing like all these colors, and it was
colored.
Whoa, African Americans, bro.
That means you were in the wrong part of town.
No, he was in Plantation. I understand.
Where'd you go, FAMU? Because... predominantly African American. Can I get my
arm? No, you're gonna walk over there.
Oh, Sean, you gotta back off your mic, man.
What? Who?
Sean, back off your mic.
Sean, back off the penis.
I've said it like three times in different various forms of communication. I guess they must have missed it, but you're blaring my ears out tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like did you guys ever get high on markers? Because that's where this started.
I tried. When I was in junior high, I had a crush on this cool boy.
Marker.
And I stole cigarettes from my mom for him one time. And we were hanging out, and they were like huffing and listening to Metallica, and they were like using a brown bag. And I tried, but it didn't do anything, so I didn't get it.
Oh, yeah. What does a bag do? You would just coat the inside of the bag and then just like blow into it and push the fumes in your own face?
Yeah.
No.
It was like in the bag to like isolate. I don't know if it isolated...
The files are in the computer?
The only thing I would ever smell are the scented markers, but I would steer clear of that licorice one because that was not a pleasant one.
You would spray something into the bag, and then what you would do is you would use it like you were hyperventilating.
Yeah, it was like glue. Spray glue or something.
It was glue airplane glue, usually. Airplane
pain,
glue.
Whatever it was that you were using.
The hobby shops, that's why the hobby shops started IDing people.
You would put it in the bag.
It just gave you a headache, though. It wasn't fun.
I do remember that.
When I worked at Starbucks and we had to make whipped cream, they used CO2 for the reusable cans, and they had to have them locked up in case somebody would use them for whippets.
Yeah.
CO2, cruise control.
I remember the first time I was consciously aware of somebody getting high around me. I was in the fourth grade.
It was me getting high.
No, I was in fourth grade.
And I was around myself, so I guess
I was looking in a mirror.
So it was probably like 8 or 9, and there was this...
The first time Sean got high, he sold himself pot. It was very weird.
You know, the moms that have nothing better to do but come into your classroom and help the teacher, teacher's aides and shit, but
the
they
sluts.
Weren't teacher's aides. Anyway, so the lady's there, and she's doing some kind of like... pasting
hand
project with the rubber glue, and she's sitting there for about a good 2 or 3 hours with the rubber glue pasting shit together, and I started to notice that she just giggled and giggled and giggled as the time passed, and she was sitting there in the classroom for like 3 hours just gluing shit at the desk, and I'm like, when is this lady gonna leave and stop giggling? I'm trying to figure out how to do algebra here, like, this, what's going on? This lady's It was bad. I was just like, why is that lady giggling like that?
Yeah, my mom, for back pain, recently started taking like the pot oil
mm-hmm.
stuff or whatever. But she has this stuff that doesn't have the THC in it.
Then why even bother?
But for the first like week or two, she thought she had the stuff that had it in there.
Mm-hmm.
So she like thought she was high.
For back pain.
Better than somebody who thinks they're high.
That's adorable. For back pain, I've been trying to huff liquid glue. It doesn't work well.
No, you're just killing your brain cells.
I remember when I used to build models in elementary or middle school and high school. Like I'd be working on a model. My mom would just randomly open up a window, and I was like, "What are you doing?" She's like, "Oh, I thought you can use some fresh air." I'm like, "I'm fine, Mom."
Meanwhile, you're pantsless.
Meanwhile, he's trying out for Survivor in a double tree, spiking his hair as high as he can.
Meanwhile, after I finished the rocket, I went out to Markham Park, and it blew up in the air because there was too much.
Rocket Man!
There was like glue by the fuselage, so it caught on fire.
The fuselage?
In the air.
Now you're just
are you
turning
making
me
a
off.
Lost reference?
Remember, every Thanksgiving, my mom would buy like 5 cans of whipped cream for all the pies and stuff. And then, like, the next morning, they would all be runny because my dad would do whippets on them. <night. laughs> We'd have none for dinner. So now we have to, like, they hide the whipped cream at my house for Thanksgiving, and then we bring it over.
They have to buy the ones.
Your dad's a whippet junkie?
He'll still do the whippets. He's still anything. He'll do anything.
Oh, God.
Because he can't do hard drugs.
Well, that explains you.
More like radio, less like crap.
It's 2014.
Are you still smoking the old-fashioned way?
Ditch those cigarettes already
and join the future of smoking with Smokeless Image. Smokeless Image is at the forefront of the electronic cigarette industry, providing a variety of disposable and reusable e-cig cartomizers and a mind-boggling number of flavors and e-liquid refills. They even supply starter kits for the first-timers. Why switch? Well, for starters, Smokeless Image e-cigs don't contain the 4,000 toxins found in normal cigarettes. Plus, they're clean and relatively odorless. It feels just like smoking, and there's no burning, no littering, and no social stigma. The best part might be that they're way cheaper than traditional cigarettes, too. And if you're worried about your fix, fear not. The water-based vapor even contains nicotine. The real question becomes, why not switch? Check out their website at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke to get more info and to browse their product catalog, or give them a call at 1-877-MAX-VAPOR. Check them out today at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke, and you won't have to smoke less with Smokeless Image.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
The Sully Show!
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of none.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
This is Unsigned with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
Yeah! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice. Time for the rage. Mark Radio.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
Cousin Joe Show.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
Brainstorm Radio.
It's All About Me with Halls and Rorschach.
Shy Kids.
This is Daddy Wampus.
Orange Room.
Live Radio!
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Saturday's Noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Ollie, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ollie, I'm outside right now. It's really boiling hard out here.
Sounds
It's like, where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Holly. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit. I just want to say that this snowstorm is a bunch of fucking bullshit. I'm going to let you go back in the house, Rorschach, because the sound effect is about to run out.
Hey guys, it's Hollis from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus, a side project of Talk Radio Meltdown featuring me, Jack Gill, and Nicole Mossy.
Oh my God!
It's an hour of covering topics that we didn't get to during the most recent episode of Talk Radio Meltdown, but with a more focused approach, or at least that's what we're trying to do. You can hear Chatty Wampus live on morelikeradio.com every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Podcasts of the show will be available at talkradiomeltdown.com. If you've already subscribed to Talk Radio Meltdown on iTunes, the new episodes of Chatty Wampus will be posted right there, so you won't need to subscribe to a new feed. Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yeah, we can't sell Betsy's milk to no one. Absolutely no one. Oh my god.
You can't sell that milk.
Why is that? I
got pain. It's my hair. Yo, I got pain. I'ma smell it.
Dude fucking takes the bread, shoves it in her ass, shits it back out, puts it in the case. That's how you wrap the bread. You can jiggle your fist around in there without hitting the sides.
The Orange Room, 9 to 11, Saturday nights on More Like Radio.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hi, welcome to Salon Twirls. How can I help you?
Yeah, this is kind of embarrassing, but my wife wants me to be more kept down there. Any suggestions?
I can see you're probably like South Islander, which means you've got a little shadow going on in the cracks. I'd probably use a bleaching cream. And, you know, the directions say apply once a day. I'd just go ahead and do three times. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, get it on the go.
And what am I bleaching exactly?
Your booty hole.
Wouldn't that hurt?
You might like it. You'd be surprised. Most guys like a little tingle down there.
Sign me up.
Listen to Trust Us. Listen to Trust Us. We're Hot. Every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. only on morelikeradio.com.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I would rather go 1 mile down the road than inconvenience men behind me.
Mm-hmm. In my mouth, with my tongue, and testicles.
Oh. The official statement is fag!
Zach, as far as your routine goes, how, you know, because do you ever, like, do, like, with...
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Here's what I'd love. You want to join the discussion?
fine. I want to know your name, age, occupation, and level of education.
Oh, God. The thing about the internet is it's a populist tool.
Populists have names, too. William Jennings Bryan, Will Rogers, me.
Will.
Unless you're deep throat or in the witness protection program, anonymity is cowardice. You're in a mob. You're lobbing smack from the cheap seats.
Don't we have bigger fish to fry than the...
Yes, but we can fry more than one fish at
a
time.
And how could we possibly verify someone's name, age, occupation, and level of education?
Neil?
We implement a third-party verification service.
All you had to say was, we can't, and the conversation would have been over.
So it is possible.
It's what the IRS uses when you're filing online.
Talk to me, Tonto.
You can do it if you want.
Oh, I want.
Won't the result be that nobody posts comments on our website anymore?
First of all, oh no, what will we do without feedback from Surrender Dorothy? And second, the result will be our website will ghettoize every other website. The result will be civility in the public square and a triumph of populism. I'm going to single-handedly fix the internet.
What could possibly go wrong?
Back live on Dutch and Royce here on morelikeradio.com. Our number is 954-573-2780, or you can follow us on Twitter, Joel Dutch, Jim Heil, H Juice Marie, Hippo Juice Film, John's Epitome, and Hippo Juice Sean. Wow, you really, you whistled.
Did you just whistle?
Did I?
Yeah, you went
Hippo Juice. I don't think I can do it. Hold on. Hippo Juice Sean. I can't do it twice.
He's not.
Oh, if you want to follow.
I have my dentures.
If you want to follow Emo D, it's Far Off Star, because apparently Alone in Crowds was taken. So, you know, whatevs.
She wanted Van Rockstar first, but she's all.
No one could have Van Rockstar but you, bro.
I tried really hard for Van Rockstar, but it was taken by this gay guy.
Van Rockstar.
Van Cockstar.
I heard that. All right, so we listen to better music than you. Comes to us via Royce. You got this one this week?
By what?
I have it, but just set it up.
There's two of them. Can you tell? Which one?
Dave in Charge. Habitat?
Dave in Charge.
Try again. My life.
Just play it.
This is Scott Baio.
All right. It says here in the thing, Dave in Charge is an emerging conscious rap artist who grips your attention with epiphanies and statements.
This is good.
As he unravels what we take for granted.
Yes, perfect. Thank you, Dutch. That's all you need to know. You put that up there, you're going to love
it. So this is a rap with a message.
Bro, dope beats. It's like Common or Mos Def.
Okay, let's take a listen here.
I doubt it.
It's pretty good, guys.
Oh, the audio quality already.
It's good.
Dave in Charge, Dave in Charge, Dave in Charge.
Daniel Black.
I look outside, I see the world we're sharing.
Is this Ashley?
Okay, wait a minute.
No, you can't pause.
No, let it go.
You can't pause.
This
rules.
This is a rap.
There is rules. You know the rules.
Take charge, but you're bound by the laws nature follows. For now it goes as follows. The sun glows, the wind blows, the stream flows.
God, now that's going to be stuck
so
in my head.
British.
The sun glows, the wind
British.
Blows,
he
the stream
Jewish.
Flows. Earth is a canvas, say
habitat. He's the largest nose and the chubbiest torso.
Phoenix, Earth.
We're bringing it down now.
Switch the paradigm, feel the big bang of the beat on the dot in the timeline.
This guy's uncomfortable to look at.
Bro, awesome. I love it.
You mean these are dope.
These are like dope beats, man. It's like Talib Kweli, but of England.
I'm really glad he's not moving his feet.
Dutch, turn it up. I can't hear the dope rhymes.
Like dominoes, utopic, dystopic, a new set of logic goes. We won't be in existence, so we'll never get to witness.
I feel like I'm seeing
creatures.
Neck sweat. Is he neck sweating?
I look outside.
He has a non-existent chin.
I hate that.
Take charge, but you're bound by the laws.
And he knows that he's very unpleasant to look on straight on, so there's a lot of side shots of his face.
I feel like he was probably he was probably an extra hobbit.
Thank you for stopping over the hook.
I like his hip-hop collared shirt.
Leave him alone. He just had second breakfast.
Can you leave that one tree?
Elevensies. It's time for elevensies.
No, that's the one day in England when it's actually sunny out.
He's awesome. I love him.
No, he's fantastic. Sign him.
He has very small hands. Look how small his hands are.
He looks like he's owned that collared polo shirt for the last 7 years.
He probably has.
Yeah, it started out as bright red.
He probably got it when he was 14.
He looks like if a vampire became a zombie.
Yeah.
You know, does that make sense?
Yeah. Like a hobbit vampire? The
sunken dead eyes.
Yeah, very weird.
And now he looks like what Winston Churchill would look like when he was younger.
What?
It looks like he's been studying for the bar exam a little too long. By the
laws, nature follows.
Oh. Hi, Liz.
Here's the message. Follows. The sun glows. Oh, now he's painting. Blows
the stream. The sun blows. Earth
is a sun blows. I blow. The
sun glows. The wind blows. Do you think he likes having baked beans for breakfast? Earth is a canvas. Say
habitat. He really does have a I'm going to kidnap you eyes.
It's hot. It's kind of hot. He's a good painter. Look at that shit.
I'm not going to lie. Like, he's pretty good at producing the music. It's just his singing is awful, and then he is just awful.
No, well, his acting's
but
on
point.
But
the sun blows the stream, blows the my wind, nose, blows. Earth is a canvas, say habitat.
The sun glows, the wind blows, the stream flows. The trumpet blows, other things blows, air conditionings blow, fans
that
blow.
Fan of blue, other things that blow.
Can't
blue.
Touch my toes.
I'm going to do a line of blue. What?
All right, we get it.
I bet you this guy. I bet you this guy hollers at all the shoddies.
I like trees.
Easily remake this into a Middle Earth song about the Hobbitot.
Too many shoddies.
Called wow. The Hobbitot? I like
that's
it.
That's Hobbitot.
Dave Charles in charge.
I like this gentleman. He makes me very happy.
Jesus.
Actually, this
I'm going to go buy his album.
This video was actually submitted by a fan. It was submitted by Marie. You want to tell him? It was Kelly. Your ex.
Kelly's still giving us.
She still likes the show, so she sent it to
just
us.
Just not the part of the show that you are.
Wow.
So she likes like 5/6 of the show.
Dutch, I have to ask, would it be awkward if she was in the chat?
No,
I'm asking for me, not her.
I'm asking for friend.
I'm asking for friend. Friend.
Why would it be awkward? I mean, you know, it does whatever she
the
wants.
The sun blows, the wind blows. Dutch blows.
I'm not going to tell her what she can and can't do. I'm not gonna, like, I'm going to ban her.
I'll ban her.
You're Bruce Banner?
Really?
David Banner?
David
Carrying
Banner.
Carrying the banner?
It's awfully dark of you.
Well, anyways, it was a lovely song that I'm sure will never ever get made fun of.
The sun blows, the wind blows.
This song blows
twice.
All right, the next one you guys sent me is DJ Snake and Lil Jon.
Yep.
What has he been doing for the past 10 years?
You're about to see
this song.
This song.
So you may
this
have
is
heard
his, this
10
his,
years in the making.
This is his Chinese democracy.
So you guys may have heard this song on the radio. It is like, you know, normal FM quality stuff.
Bullshit.
It has 37 million views. People
but
have
now,
heard of it.
The video.
But
is
it's
so
the
good.
Video that video you guys fantastic. Need to see the video if you have never seen DJ Snake and Lil Jon turn down for what? Watch the video.
That is my favorite video.
This is my favorite song.
Are we supposed
I have
to crumb
not
to
heard,
this?
Heard or watched either, so here we go.
You're going to love this.
This is my favorite song.
Are we supposed to crumb to this?
Turn down for what? We are.
All right.
Because I'm going to turn up in this motherfucker.
Dutch.
Yeah.
Dutch.
Yeah.
Dutch.
Yeah.
Dutch.
Answer
drop
the question.
The fat beats, Dutch.
Answer the question. Turn down for what?
Dutch.
It's frozen
just
on me.
Just push
hold
it
on.
A little. Okay, push it forward like
push
one
it harder.
Second. Now, okay.
Push it harder, Dutch.
Okay, is your computer plugged in? Refresh. Hit 5.5.
Push it harder,
F5.
Dutch.
F5.
Interesting fact.
Shut the fuck up. Everyone.
Alt F4.
There we go.
Here we go.
Oh, you weren't joking with the Chinese democracy.
No.
Jam, bro.
Nope. It's a frightening Asian man on top of a building, and he just slams through the roof. Love it. It just crashes.
Oh, I've heard this song.
Of course you have. Everyone has.
Fantastic. I kind of like this song.
Of course you do. It's very catchy. It's a little jumping.
Look at the chat. Look at the chat.
Fuck.
I love this video.
He's just slamming his penis against everything.
Just
wrecking this poor Indian woman's house.
I love how awkward this Indian woman is. This Indian woman is so crazy looking.
Oh, wow. She broke a bat on him, and he didn't stop crunking.
He slams her clothes off her with his penis and does an amazing thing.
This got really hot.
She's like, no, yes, I must dance. Yes, I must dance. He's humping. I'm liking it.
Twerking.
So, like, they're orgasming. She's happy. She has an amazing ass for some reason. They just keep slamming their way down. Now they slam down into a
music video in my old apartment.
into Royce's apartment.
I love the Hispanic lady. The fat Hispanic lady is my favorite.
Oh yeah, she got crazy boobs.
She can twerk those boobs like nobody's business. They're going every which way.
She's like surprised at first because they're just going on their own.
Her facial reaction is the greatest.
She's like hulking out with her breasts going everywhere.
Well, why wouldn't she?
His boner is just poking out everywhere. Jesus, this is obscene. I'm offended by
this. It's crazy, right?
This is fantastic.
I want to know who came up with this concept. I want to know the ad wizard that came up with this idea.
A genius.
Who are the ad wizards who came up with this one?
Right.
Just, okay, guys, we're going to have a bunch of really fucking ugly people.
Crashing through ceilings into the next room.
You're just going to keep crashing through other people's apartments until you have a party of ugly-ass people just humping and grinding like mad.
I was going to say that first Indian-looking chick was ugly, but seeing her dance like that kind of made me a little hot towards her.
Yes, because she's crazy, and you know she'd be a good fuck.
Look at that ass.
Interesting fact, 2 days ago, I was dancing to this song in at a bar.
And?
Nice. Did you fall?
Was your penis out in sweatpants like this guy?
Also, where's the interesting part?
Whatever, man.
My favorite.
Boxing his face with the titties.
My favorite part is the policeman who cautiously puts his face into the titties.
Boxing.
Because he's like, I cannot, may I please?
what about the police officer whose face melted?
Oh, earlier,
I don't think we're there yet.
No, that was in the beginning. It was in the beginning. Oh. Just this, like, what?
This is the greatest video I've ever seen. And now they're all tired from DJ Snake and Lil Jon.
Wouldn't you be tired?
Oh, yeah.
Well, if I was
except for his penis isn't tired. It's still bumping.
Smashing my dick.
Jesus.
On it.
Still rocking. What the fuck? That was a great video.
Best video ever.
I love that.
Yeah.
Hold on. I want to see what's more. Jesus Christ, 37 million views. That's doing really well.
Yeah, Marie said that earlier.
I did say that earlier.
I know you did, but I wasn't listening.
Yeah, you're too busy telling us to shut up.
You guys were all yelling at once. Let's see, director just Daniels.
Director Smarmy.
Doesn't matter.
His name is Daniels.
What?
Okay.
Lil Jon put so little effort into his. He even had the shot portion in this song.
He's always been that way, though. He's the ultimate hype guy in music. He doesn't ever actually rap. He just kind of is the yell in the background guy.
He's like Flavor Flav, but without his own TV show.
Why does it work?
Or
does
it works so well, and it enrages
a good yell.
Me. It's so simple, and it's so genius.
What?
What's that from?
I don't know. Some show on Comedy Central.
Dave Chappelle.
Because he's like, what? And yeah, and shots, and turn down for what? Like, all shots, turn down for what is just a combination of what and shots. That's all it is. He's just recycling himself.
Apparently, the Asian guy in the video was one of the directors.
Oh, okay.
Laquan.
Oh, I thought it was Rufio from Hook.
You sure?
Yeah, look.
Kind of did look like
Rufio.
Oh, he did look like Rufio.
Yeah! I thought he was like Chang from the Hangover movies.
Do you think everyone as a kid loved having Lil Jon behind him?
Do I think all Asians look alike? Yes.
Do you think like a little sixth grader Lil Jon would like make all the other little sixth graders feel better about their jokes because he'd be in the background? Yeah!
He's like, all right, today in PE class, we're going to play tag.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Okay!
Yeah!
He's been working on it since he was like 5.
What? Nominated for student class president, Lil Jon.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What was that?
So, Dutch, I don't know if
excuse me, Lil Jon, what is your policy when it comes to your presidential campaign? Shots!
What?
Shots! Everybody!
Did you
voted for him.
Did you guys see the Anderson Cooper Donald Sterling interview?
More like the Anderson Pooper.
Yeah, I would like to play I mean, we try not to do too many topical things because otherwise it dates the podcast, but I would like to hear that.
What has he done? Can you tell me, Big Magic Johnson, what has he done?
Well, yes, he's a business person.
Yes.
He was only one of the best basketball players of all time. I think he has the all-time leading, triple doubles?
Yeah.
Five championship rings.
Why don't you
rings.
Give Donald Sterling a chance? Okay,
hey,
hold
yeah,
on.
If you love him so much, why don't you marry him?
Hold on.
What has he done? Can you tell me? Big Magic Johnson, what has he done?
Got HIV. Well, yes, he's a business person. He's
got AIDS.
Yes! Wow. Nailed it! Boom!
Is that his whole thing? He doesn't. He didn't want his girlfriend hanging out with a person with AIDS. Does he think you can catch it on contact?
Well, of course you can.
Okay, let me back up. There's only a minute 30 seconds in this snippet, but let's play it, okay?
What has he done? Can you tell me? Big Magic Johnson, what has he done?
Well, yes, he's a business person.
He's got AIDS. Did he do any business? Did he help anybody in South L.A.?
Well, I think he has HIV. He doesn't actually have full-blown AIDS.
What kind of a guy goes to every city, has sex with every girl, then he catches HIV? And is that someone we want to respect and tell our kids about? I think he should be ashamed of himself. I think he should go into the background. But what does he do for the black people? Doesn't do anything. You call up and...
Even the way he says black people sounds racist. Is it what, me?
How is that right?
Okay, I went back just to the black people.
Want to know what's racist? He puts the word the in front of it.
Yeah, he dropped a hard B. So, listen.
Do anything. You call up and say... Well,
he's opened a lot of businesses in inner city neighborhoods.
The Jewish people have a company, and it's for people who want to borrow money and no interest. They want to give them a fishing pole. We want to help people. If they don't have the money, we'll loan it to you. You don't have interest?
Wait. Jewish people know how to fish?
He's trying to make like a race war out of this.
Well,
Jews, we like to help the black people
and fishermen.
He'll pay us back. So I'm just telling you, he does nothing. It's all talk.
He owns a part of the Dodgers.
Nothing.
I mean, he does, though.
Absolutely. So is it the reason why he's saying this? Because he's like, I do tons for black people and he does none? Like, what was the lead up to this?
Saying that African-Americans don't contribute to African-American communities as much as Jewish
There's
people.
There's no African-American. Never mind.
I can. What
was he gonna?
What was he gonna say? Something.
I'll tell you.
Idiot.
Spit it out.
I'll tell you what led up to this. What led up to this is a bunch of sensationalist media outlets snatching up a confused old man who's just old white money. Probably never interacted with many Negroes for the first.
He owns the Clippers
for 60 years of his life.
Okay. Big deal. I just want to know what the conversation I want to know what part of the conversation they were in that got him being the old doddering idiot that he is to say that.
None. It's just you get him. You get an old man, a person that old. You put him in front of a microphone. They're bound to say some rattled bullshit.
In communities as much as Jewish.
There's no African American. Never mind. I'm sorry. I didn't. You know, I they all want to play golf with me. Everybody wants to be with me.
By the way, Magic Johnson has a foundation that's been around for 20 years that has raised millions of dollars for HIV/AIDS awareness.
Yeah, but what has he done for us lately?
Yeah, it only helps people.
This guy's
anyway.
A dummy.
He's just a rattled old fucking man. He's from a different time. He's a relic of the past.
Yeah, we all understand that, but you know, yeah, fuck him.
Old men that don't understand things and are racist are the best. And I'm sad for our generation who won't be racist when they're old.
I don't know if I'm sad for them.
I remember
the generation.
When I...
No, John.
I think it was like back in like 2004 or 5, I was working for my brother Jake out in Maryland. And at the time, he had a bunch of... it was during a spring shipping season. He owns a greenhouse. And there was a couple of old white dude truck drivers that he had hired. And
Bartles
I had
and James.
And I had to go on a delivery run, like dropping off plants at different, like, you know, garden centers around the area with this guy who was probably, I don't know, like 75 or whatever. And he took no time like we started driving out or whatever, and like some person, you know, like cut him off. It's like, tell you, it's these damn niggers on the road. They shouldn't be allowed to drive. I tell you, it's probably a woman nigger too. Like, he had no problem just dropping that in front. I'd known him for 5 minutes. I was just like, Jesus. And I told my brother that, and he's like, yeah, dude, those old guys, that's what they do.
But that's the thing is, people are accepting of really old people being racist because we recognize that when they were young, racism...
Why can't they accept young people being racist?
They can't. But that's the thing is, we've been taught not to be racist. So when we're older, we're not going to just change.
Somebody taught you that?
Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't have to say.
Do you know who his dad is?
I have an interesting fact that I never brought up before.
All right.
Well, let's see how interesting it is. So far, you're zero for one.
when I was driving around San Diego with Dr. Frederick Bowles, he was very racist. He proceeded to call Mexicans beaners. And all police officers were blacks.
Frederick Bowles? Is that someone I'm supposed to know?
The guy that tried to rape me.
Oh, Jesus. Dude, can't say his name. Remember how we tried to cut his name?
I don't think he knows how the internet works.
Great. Now, obviously. Now Dutch has to do real work.
What time is it? I got to make sure I edit that out.
11.
Okay, so then Dr. FB.
At 11:31, he says Dr. Frederick Bowles, okay?
Oh, Jesus, so just cut Christ, it
out.
Dude.
Yeah, Come on, man. Get him saying Dr. Frederick Bowles and take that out, and then if you could go back to where Royce says Frederick Bowles and take that out, and then
I was going to bleep it to make it funny.
I'm just going to cut the whole thing now.
No, don't bleep it and make it funny.
I'm sorry.
Bleep it.
Every time that I said Frederick Bowles, you need to take that out.
Bleep it.
Stop it.
Including that time right there.
Cut his mic off, Royce.
So, yeah, so whenever I hung out with Dr. Bleep Bowles, he would because he was driving around to try to find me golf wax for my surfboard.
Your anus.
And he kept on telling me like how beautiful the town was until all the beaners and blacks took over.
Whoa, John. Jeez.
Well, I'll tell you what, the town is a lot more prettier today since you're here.
My my favorite racist moment growing up was my grandma.
Boss Baby, that's all.
Yeah, that guy. My my grandma was seeing this guy.
He was so freaking buff, I couldn't believe it.
Jesus, he really sounds like Joe Montana Sports Talk Football.
I was just about to say that. He sounds like Sports Talk Football.
They used him for Madden this year.
Wait, was I doing something?
No.
No, okay.
You were talking about a racist moment.
Yeah, some guy my grandma was seeing.
I can't believe it.
There he goes.
I miss Dr. Beeples.
John, go ahead.
It would be like 30 seconds to Google this person. We really shouldn't say their name.
Yeah, that's how we called him the first time because it was super easy.
We found his house that he tried to rape me in.
Yeah, exactly. The story came up and it took Sean a whole day, 5 seconds. Like, hey, you might be home.
Tried to rape you.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Anyway, the statute of limitations is up, so it doesn't really matter. You couldn't go after him if you wanted to.
Or could
he? I don't want to. He's so old.
What? You don't find him attractive anymore?
Yeah, that means he'll blow a load in your mouth real fast.
It's probably like powdered milk.
I hope so. It's delicious.
Ew. You mean he goes...
I mean, we could go all day about stories from your dad.
Hold on.
I could do this
anybody
all
else
day.
Have their grandparents or anybody who's just super old and racist?
How about Dee? She's new.
My Nana's gotten more racist this time.
Dee's nuts!
She, for the longest time, she referred to Asian people as Orientals. I'm like, Nana, from the Orient? Like, are you serious?
They built the railroads, those goddamn Orientals.
It was Washington in opium trade.
Hold on. Is that like insulting still to call them, to refer to them as Orientals?
Yes.
I think they're not carpets.
I prefer Chinamen.
Chinamen, yes.
Yeah, they like to be called Chinamen.
Down here sure.
Wait a minute. So I have a video game that has like old wrestlers in it, and there's one tag team called the Orient Express. Is that racist?
And Mr. Chinaman
wrestling kind of tries.
Chinaman way, a ding a ling a ching a chong a ching a chong too.
See?
Wow.
There it is. I love it.
Dee, what does your grandmother say about the Orientals?
They can't drive. She hates their tiny eyes. She doesn't trust them.
Jesus.
They can't drive. They can't talk.
She used to get mad because all the signs in San Gabriel Valley were slowly starting to turn. They'd have like Japanese or Chinese characters.
Dirty knees, look at these.
This fucking guy.
She just kind of assumes things about everything. Like, there's this toll guy that collects tolls on the Polk Parkway. And
the ones you think is a pedophile? Because of his mustache.
Yeah, she says he's a molester. I'm like, how do you know that? She's like, did you see his lips? And I'm like, what? Lester lips?
You can always tell by the lips. I don't know why your grandmother sounds like that, but...
Those are the lips of a man that kisses little boys.
These Chinamen, you don't want to get near him with those lips.
She's like the nicest lady ever, but she...
except for hatred of Asians.
Unless you're over
there. I find that very offensive.
Oh, no.
Oh, Fushu. Save it for hippo juice.
It is me? Okay, I'll come back later.
You better come back a later, you faggot.
Oh, God damn it, there's a Chinese motherfucker.
Oh, you go away.
Ah, okay, I shave it for tomorrow. Some of them home.
I fuck you up tomorrow.
Oh, my God. You guys, don't do that for Phil Lord tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
What if I'm trying to pitch a voice? What the hell?
I would pitch a tent in your pants.
Oh, I do that very,
super
very
best
quick.
Friend, Phil Lord?
Yes.
Super of best all friend time.
Of all time.
We'll be on
Hippo Juice Show
tomorrow.
He said he's going to put me in his movie.
No.
That guy.
He's not putting you in his movie.
He said you're not handsome.
Then you'll be a van movie star.
Van cock star.
Oh, that's
I don't know if I like D anymore.
I love her now.
I love her.
I like D. She's pretty cool.
You going to take that, D?
She's cooler than Dutch.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
Aw, snap. Sean thinks she's cooler than Joel.
Dante Wilder. He's a professional boxer. Undefeated.
Van Wilder's dad.
Van Wilder's dad is black?
I don't know. I didn't fucking make it up. By the way,
maybe that's where Ryan Reynolds gets his humor from.
Shut up. You know they're making a Constantine TV show?
Yes.
I know what that is.
Constantine?
The comic book, Constantine.
Keanu Reeves, bro.
Oh, yeah.
But now they're making a TV show.
With Keanu Reeves,
no, they're
bro.
Not. Keanu Reeves not in it. It's another dude who's in it. Mitch. No, actually, the guy looks like Mitch. Mitch,
yeah. Mitch, are you in Constantine?
Oh, yeah, that was me, by the way.
Mitch, pull up a picture of the guy in the Constantine TV show.
He was about to be in it, but he got stuck
except
in a double tree.
Mitch was blonde.
Spiking
Mitch was blonde.
His hair.
It was
Royce,
a struggle.
If I was straight, this is what I would look like.
Right.
Royce, have you seen the trailers for the Gotham City, like when Bruce Wayne was young?
Oh, yeah, that looks good, too.
What's that?
But the problem with these shows is they're all going to be on Fox because they're all going to get canceled.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm so upset because Fox is just going to, like, say, oh, no, it's too expensive to shoot. Oh, no, we got to cancel it. Next up, another remake of 3 and a Half Men.
Hey, actually, ooh. Phil Lord's new show, The Last Man on Earth, with starring Will Forte, got picked up by Fox.
That's true.
So I'm sure
Kia Forte?
No, John, that's
Will,
a car.
Will Forte.
What is your obsession with cars?
Especially Kias.
Yeah. What? Is it used?
It has to be used.
Are you going to sell it?
Probably.
What, Forte?
Mitch, there he is.
What's
the
wrong
guy,
with him?
The guy kind of looks like Mitch if he was blonde.
A little bit.
Doesn't he?
And straight.
No.
He looks like he doesn't believe in conspiracies.
Do you know what Mitch looks like?
A faggot.
No. Okay, yeah, in that second picture. Yeah, definitely.
See, told you.
I had that same jacket. I got
it
from
Mitch was attractive.
House.
That's definitely what he would look
like.
Oh,
and Channing Tatum's going to play Gambit in a standalone movie.
Sexy.
Standalone movie.
Sexy time.
Ooh,
I love Channing.
Yeah. I got turned,
turned on
by Channing Tatum.
I got turned around
on sexually
on him as a good actor because of 21 Jump Street. I thought he was a good
because
really
of how attractive he is, and you want to put your penis in his butt.
21.
No, he's not my type. He's too muscular. I'm more of a twink type.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Come get it, big boy.
Mm-hmm.
Come get
I'm
it.
More of a twink. Anyway, where were we? Oh, yeah.
I think I was about
I think
to
you'd
suck
be
your
an
dick.
Otter, Mitch.
Yeah, Mitch.
Otter?
Yeah, I think you're an otter.
Or a beaver.
Made an otter.
Because you're hairy like a bear, but not big enough.
But you're thin.
You're an otter.
You're an otter. You're sleek.
And you have duck feet and a platypus bill.
And you lay eggs.
And you like to crack crabs on your stomach.
If I had to pick any
animal,
all
of those things, though.
I would definitely say he was more like an otter than anything else.
I get it.
I didn't know an otter was a thing, actually. That's news to me.
I would say Sean's more like a praying mantis.
Yeah, there's lots.
And what's Dutch? What's the most narcissistic animal?
Dutch.
Okay, you're Dutch.
What?
What?
I didn't.
Oh, we're having fun at your expense.
Well, you.
What is the
voice
most,
reminds me of a warthog.
What is the most narcissistic animal? Pumbaa?
Which
probably a cat.
Warthog. It's not nice.
I would say the dung beetle.
Because you like to wallow around in your own
cats
shit.
Cats do spend a lot of time.
Because no one ever suspects the dung beetle.
That's true. It's too busy pushing around a ball of poop.
Dante Wilder.
I think a peacock would have to be the most narcissistic.
I was about to say peacock.
Because
Dante Culpepper.
Because peacocking is a thing that narcissistic people do. So
yeah, Dutch, you're a peacock.
Yep, we got it.
A penis cock.
Those are the same thing.
Yeah, it's like Moon Moon.
Hmm.
I turned you on to something, by the way. You're going to be looking that up after the show.
I love Moon Moon.
Oh, you turned me on,
I found the original list so people could find their wolf name.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Rogue Bane.
Yeah, I posted it in the chat.
Where? I don't see it.
Earlier? Or?
Well, it's gone now.
Well,
I don't see it.
I'll repost. I'll repost it. Calm down.
I'll repost it.
It's right there.
Where is it?
It's right there.
You guys are
mine was really lame. Hour.
You guys are doing that thing again.
Mine is scared.
Scarred.
Scarred.
Oh, scared.
Scared.
Your name is Scarred Omega.
What?
No, mine is Scarred Fang, you idiot.
Twink.
Mine is Alpha
last
Fang.
Last letter of your last name.
Oh, red leather, yellow leather.
I got it. Sorry, you're right.
Uh-oh.
Scarred Omega. Ew, it's stupid.
Yeah. Mine is Rogue Thorn.
Queer.
Oh, my God. I'm Alpha Omega.
You're Alpha Omega.
You're Alpha Omega.
Maria's wow. God. Congratulations, Maria.
My name is Rogue Bane. Hi, Gurr. Rar.
Well, actually, mine would be Rogue Thorn Moon because of the VW, because of the way it's hyphenated out.
I hope you get hit by a Passat.
I do, too. Any VW. It doesn't just have to be a Passat.
But Jetta, yeah, so I
a
guess...
Golf.
GTI.
Cabriolet, if those are still in production. I doubt it.
Rabbit, a Scirocco.
So I guess the person that originally found this, their first name started with a P and their last name ended with a W, and that's how they got Moon Moon.
Right.
And that's what they freaked out, and they said, oh, it'd be the lamest name. It's the lamest name ever. Moon Moon. I'm the retarded wolf. And that's where it originated from.
And that's where I am.
My name is Moon
Moon.
Mine's
mean. Why am I so old?
I don't get it. I don't get any of this stuff.
You Dante kids. Wilder, professional boxer.
Van Wilder's dad?
We went over this. That one.
Okay.
Undefeated heavyweight champion beat the hell out of a real-life internet troll who had been harassing him for years.
Zack Ryder?
The guy
Trolls
got his
real?
Face bashed in.
Ah!
What? Wait. No, Marie. Marie,
I forgot how to dog. Fuck you, Moon Moon.
Trolls are assholes on the internet that try to invoke an angry, emotion out of other people. That's what
right.
They do.
Oh, I thought that was Troll-a-lol.
No, right? Yes,
Troll-a-lol.
I do it for the Troll-a-lol.
Well, apparently, this guy, like, finally, after years of abusing this guy, telling him he's a shitty boxer and all that kind of stuff, the guy actually took up the challenge to come down to his dojo and get it on. And here's a video of it.
Oh,
if you want to, I have it on a...
Dude,
oh, does he knock
tells
him out?
Tells a dude,
just like go. The plot play of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Basically, yeah. Except he came to him, so...
Isn't Juju the sweat on a Jew man's brow?
That's just racist, yo.
All right.
Remit, let's go.
No, not right now.
It is going to be right now. It's the only way I'm here. I'm mad, guys.
Oh!
It's gonna stop.
Stop talking this man.
Huh?
Why would he go down to do to just put himself through this? Now this is scary. Basically goes on for a while, but yeah. How much, dude? Because we've all gotten our fair share of hate mail over the years.
Yeah.
No. Well,
mostly you.
Mostly you. I don't get any.
Okay. No. I've gotten a lot of hate mail over the years.
People love me.
Like emails or actual paper mail?
Both.
It's those letters that they cut out from
that
magazines.
Would be impressive if someone actually got pissed off at me enough to actually sit down and write out a letter.
Send you
a ransom note?
Right. I tried sending you a pentagram and it went to the wrong address.
Yeah.
Dutch's address is 123 Sad Apartment, so just send it there.
In Sad Town.
It's in the corner of Sad Street.
In Sadville.
Sad County.
Sad State of Affairs.
This isn't nice.
Sadorado.
Where everything's red and sad.
Home of the Sad Ver Omelet.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is. It's got like tears from like Moon Moon and
of Moon Moon.
And like egg whites and like Limburger cheese.
What do you got in there? Some rum? You got some rum in there, bro?
No, just Coke.
But what good's Keck. The Coke without rum?
But why is the rum gone?
Yeah, why?
God.
Moon Moon is
I'm
adorable.
Not answering that question.
Oh, no. Is there a Twitter account for Moon Moon?
Why wouldn't there be?
Of course there's a Twitter account for Moon Moon.
It's 2014.
At Moon Moon the Wolf. Twitter.
I want Moon Moon the person.
I don't think it...
Yeah, it is. There's Moon Moon. Right the fuck there.
I'm disturbed.
What? So, anywho...
Dutch, you're going to... Move us into a direction.
Were you talking about something, Dutch?
I was until whatever. You guys do what you want.
What did just
happen? I'll play Boom Beach.
What now?
What are you doing?
You get a high score on that?
I'm at level 8 now.
Level 8, bro. You're progressing.
Is, right? Well, town hall level 8.
Is that right. Good?
Yeah. He only started a little while ago.
Yeah.
He's been telling me about it. It's pretty intense. I was looking
it just
into
got it. Released into the U.S. It was in Canada for a little while.
It just got revoked.
It? It's exclusive it's, Canadian game.
It's by the same people who do Clash
I'm
of Clans.
A.
It's called Boom Beach.
Boom
it's
Beach.
Fun.
It's just like two guys and they try to find parking at the beach.
Like so. That episode of Rocko's Modern Life.
And then somebody puts their foot through a guy's window. And speeds off down the beach to park somewhere else in a garage.
It sounds really boring.
Nah, but I mean, like, once you actually find parking, then you got to find, like, a decent spot on the beach, and it's just full of just beachgoers.
And oh, that's, old like, men. The worst part of going to the beach is trying to find your spot.
I know.
And you can't stay in one spot because your feet get burned.
Oh, this is all the bad things about beaches.
And you have, like, a bar that shows how your tolerance for the burns on your feet, and you have to find shade underneath, like, parasails to regenerate that.
That sounds way too difficult.
Dutch, what are you going to play?
Here's this.
I'm looking for someone.
I played this before.
Video dating show.
I played
okay,
this
early
before.
To bed, early to rise.
I played
makes
this before.
A woman healthy.
The exact same video?
Before. It's on my Hippo Juice film YouTube. I've played it on Hippo Juice with you on the show. We made fun of it. It was hilarious. We all had a good
I
time.
I thought it was a secondary. I thought it was in the same vein as that one. It was a different one, though.
No, it's the same one. Early to
bed, early
to
rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Play it. Play it. Let's see if we're right. Play
Drain
it.
The
play
main
it. No, close
vein.
It now. Ah! He closed it. Yeah.
Asshole.
All right.
I'd never seen it before, but now I guess I don't get to.
We're doing good.
Well,
we're
you can just replay old episodes of Dutch and Royce.
We didn't play like a year ago, but whatever.
So, I thought you were just going to rehash every old bit you've done so that I can comment on it while
so
I'm here
angry.
On the show.
They're just so mad.
That's what I assumed.
Sulky McSulky.
What do you guys want to talk about?
Welcome back, Dutch.
I don't know. Maybe another old bit that I played. Let's see. What do you want to do? Hey, let's shoot John with paintballs while he tells jokes.
No, wait. No, we got to wax my
tank. Wait, that's a great
tank.
Idea. Have we ever...
Where's the beef? It's okay, buddy. Sometimes it takes a little bit to get back in the groove.
You remember when Marie did that?
Get
where's the
into
beef
the
thing?
Groove.
Remember when Stella tried to get her groove back?
Remember when Medea tried to?
What?
Mm-hmm. I'm just not feeling it, honey child. I need to get my groove back. Get woman, back in the swing of things.
Woman calls 911 after pizza's made wrong, and she actually looks like Medea. Hold on. First off, let me post her picture. Because she looks like someone that would call if a pizza
oh, dear
was made
Jesus.
Wrong.
Excuse me. Is this Mr. Pizza Hut? I ordered a large Sicilian with no anchovies and banana peppers.
All right.
And I didn't get no banana peppers on my pizza.
I have the actual 9/11 call.
14, 17 hours, 43 minutes, 23 seconds.
I'm not telling you. What are they going to do about my pizza?
Hello?
I have nothing.
Hello?
What about my money? I don't have nothing.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Gaston County Communications.
Yes, I'm down here at Subway by Gaston Memorial. I want to make a report. I'm down here. These people don't took my money. They gave me marinara sauce. I thought was pizza sauce. And I got an officer down here telling me to shut up all in my face and everything. Can you please send a cop down here?
In your way?
I'm down here at Subway across. What's his address? What is his?
Why would the pizza? Why would they give you the address if you're calling the cops?
Yeah, yeah. What the address is?
Why would they?
I asked for some panini sauce and they put marinara. I was like, no, I ain't gonna have that.
Doing it on Cox Road, and I need to make a report. I can call Action 9 if I have my report ready.
Okay, you.
Oh, she's also going to call the news station. We're sure every local news station has like the Bob get him or Guy catch him or. Phil, the getter of bad businesses. Something
Steve stupid. Wrongdoer.
Right. Some fucking horse shit where it's just them catching businesses, doing things bad.
Daniel Sunny Side Up.
That's not real.
Yeah, Miss when I worked BS. At the newspaper, we used to get crazy people in there all the time trying to get us to do stuff for them. One lady wanted us to change Halloween to a Sunday.
And did you?
I was like, listen, ma'am, I don't know if you know how the calendar works. We're not really in control of that.
You should have told her she had to go speak to the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, well, yep. If we're not in control of the calendars, now come the Chinese has a different one.
That's a good question, ma'am.
You better get their minds before we have the end of the world. Mm-hmm.
What is that?
We also printed a TV guide, so they assumed that it was our fault when shows got canceled.
Really?
How come such and such isn't on tonight? Like, we just print what they tell
us. It
was
stupid and nobody liked it. Go away.
I was wondering if you can take Mama Duke out of the funny pages because he just ain't funny no more.
What is he?
Why
doing?
Don't you bring back Zigga? I thought Zigga was goddamn funny. Family favor, can you write a letter to Family Circus telling the wise their asses up?
Family Circus looking a lot more like Family Carnival nowadays.
Yeah. Someone better kick that I don't know in the butt, man. You're getting them little crackers in trouble.
You know, that Kathy better buck up. She's getting a little sad.
Garfield doesn't work. I don't understand why he hates Mondays.
And that little Nurple, he keeps on going to Abu Dhabi. I think he's a terrorist. And another thing about their Family Circus, man, they got some sad eyes, man. They ain't got no pupils in the eyes.
I don't like Beetle Bailey because I feels like it's making fun of the troops.
Yeah, man, I support my troops. I don't know about them. And what's up with Dilbert, man? You ever heard of a laundromat, man? You got on them crazy ass shit ties, man. They always are flipping, flopping in there.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up with Doonesbury, man? They all got to go to like a rhinoplasty or something, man. Them noses look like giant penises.
Why do you know so many Sunday comics?
And what about that Haggard of Horrible, man? He ain't so horrible, man. He's just got to dump that bitch and get himself some new home.
Christ.
It's a vast knowledge of comics.
He really does. I'm impressed.
Sad thing is, I get half of these.
And what's up with that Bonnie Google, man? He got them googly eyes, man. I think he's a terrorist, man. He's going to kill somebody.
Did you already mention Calvin and Hobbes? Are you a fan of those?
Nah, man. That fucking cracker crazy, man. He's going to kill somebody.
Oh, Christ. Is Marie alive over there?
Are you a fan of Peanuts?
Penis?
Yeah, man. Every time you try to kick that football, man, who knows? You could probably play for the Baltimore Ravens, man, but you can't kick the ball because you keep throwing the ball away. Like Ray Lewis.
Ray Lewis isn't the kicker.
No, he's retired.
Yeah, well, maybe if he would have kicked that ball, he would have kept him in the football game.
You're saying, if it wasn't for Lucy, Charlie Brown would be a quarterback for the Ravens?
No,
Charlie. Man, that bitch be tripping, man. Better get some pussy from that Pepper Pat, you know what I'm saying?
What do you think about Kathy?
Oh, man, that fat bitch didn't fucking put down the fork and eat a salad, man. No, she ain't go find no man if she gonna be a bitch like that. I mean, I ain't no slim pickings, but hey, man, I got all the right badonkadonks and all the right place, man.
Is anyone else imagining John's character to be an old black lady that just came back from Baptist church on Sunday and she's fanning herself as she's eating her lunch?
Well, now I am.
And I'm just hanging out here with my new hat I got down from the dollar store.
He's just wearing bright yellow from head to toe.
Mm-hmm. I got my pearly whites around my neck. Yeah, that's been in my family generation for years.
I think he's missing words as he speaks.
No, man, what are you talking about? That's just the way I talk. <Honey child.
laughs> I'm scared.
And how about that Sly Fox, man? Every time he tells a story about it, he's gonna convict somebody. All you gotta do is turn the paper upside down. Better just stop putting the answers upside down on the paper like that. Man, people figure out. They don't put no answers on the back of the crossword puzzle. Why they gotta do that for Sly Lock Fox?
John, you know way too many facts about newspapers.
Because all I used to do was read the funny pages. Oh, man.
Comics are terrible.
I recall them, too, but after a while, I'm like, why do I read these? These are never good.
I always liked Garfield.
I hate, like, when they would, like, repeat the same one.
I think Far Side was the only one that actually had good one-liners in them, because it was a single-cell one. Yeah.
I like the Far Side. Though I like the Simpsons take on the Far Side when Homer's just going through the calendar. Don't get it. Don't get it. Don't get it.
All right. Let's get out of here.
Please.
John or woman eating or on her fanning herself drinking peach lemonade. What do you think about why are you better?
Oh, well, shucks, man. Hellfire. I'm better than all y'all because I know more about the funnest than you do.
Mitch?
I am better than you because I was almost on Constantine, but they wanted someone that was straight.
Sean?
I am better than you because I support Donald Sterling.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Better than you, goddammit!
I'm better than you because my Nana hates Orientals.
Marie?
I'm better than you because Carter eating a banana is now in my wedding photos.
Royce?
I'm better than you because I am blood brothers with Magic Johnson.
And I'm better than you because I brought Moon Moon to the show. All right, we'll see you guys
Moon.
Tomorrow night. Poon Hippo Poon. Juice, 7 to 9. And,
Phil Lord.
We'll see you guys next week.
Interview Thanks with Phil Lord.
That's Royce.